With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Senate has failed to pass the House version of a continuing resolution that would have avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Bob Agnew reports it's no surprise, given the heated rhetoric before the vote.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told colleagues it's all about conflicting visions on Capitol Hill.
When two bills come to the floor that truly crystallize the contrast between the two parties.
But Majority Leader John Thune says keeping the government up and running would have provided needed time for ongoing bipartisan talks.
Democrats can't take yes or an answer.
Without a CR, the government is set to shut down at the end of the month. Bob Agner reporting.
NATO intercepted three Russian fighter jets in Estonian airspace today. Estonia's foreign minister denounced the 12-minute incursion as a brazen act. The airspace violation comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the recent Russian trespasses appear intended to test NATO.
This may, in fact, be a long-term effort by Putin to assess whether or not NATO is going to be resilient and is going to put in place the air defenses that are necessary to stop incursions from the Russians in the future.
President Trump's $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times has been rejected by a federal judge. The judge ruled that the lawsuit was overly long and full of tedious and burdensome language that had no bearing on the legal case. The president now has 28 days to file an amended complaint, which should not exceed 40 pages. Stocks are trading higher, and Wall Street is on pace to post strong weekly gains. This is SRN News. Methodist leaders in Africa are taking a stand. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The UMC Africa College of Bishops meeting in Angola has reaffirmed its commitment to the biblical definition of marriage and all its precepts on human sexuality. The U.S.-based UMC leadership has embraced same-sex marriage and gay ordination. For the moment, the African bishops are remaining in the denomination. However, UMC leaders are floating the idea of a kind of regional autonomy that would allow local authority on questions of doctrine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Unification Church, a cult with significant power in several Asian nations, is again in the spotlight. The leader of the church has been questioned by investigators over allegations that she bribed the wife of South Korea's jailed former president and a lawmaker to secure business favors. Hakja Han, the widow of church founder Sun Myung Moon, may also be arrested as early as next week. This is SRN News. Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA is looking to the future.
She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board releasing a statement that reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as a new CEO and chair of the board." The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Flooding and mudslides have buried roads, damaged homes, and trapped drivers in several Southern California communities. Authorities say a group of travelers was stuck for about 10 hours. It happened on State Route 38 near the San Bernardino National Forest. No one was hurt or needed medical attention. More at srnnews.com.